I got plenty of nothing. Nothing as much to much to me. I saw a funny thing. Sam, did you see the Seagram's VO bottle? Well, on the bottom of the bottle of the Seagram's VO, it's got a label. It says, this whiskey's 7 years old. Formerly 6 years old. Honest, it does. Take a number from 1 to 10. You got it? Double it. Add 27. Divide by 3. Add 5. Divide by 8. All right, you got that now? Remember it. All right, now forget it and remember Pearl Harbor. Why, good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Good Morgan, anybody. Here's evening. Good, anybody. Evening's here. Morgan, evening. Anybody's here. Here, anybody. Good, Morgan. Anybody, Morgan. Here's good. I'd like to clear up something before Mother's Day. Something that's been bothering me for about 25 years is Mother. M-O-T-H-E-R, Mama. I met a kid one day when I was a moppet, and he said something about waiting for his mother. We were standing on a street corner. That was the first I realized that I wasn't the only squirt with a mother. Since I'd always called my mother, Mother, I couldn't understand how this strange kid with a funny hat could have mother, too. Don't sit there looking so smart. When you were a kid, you thought the same thing. Only it confuses me right up till today. Look, when a 5-year-old kid gets lost in the street and he yells, Mother. Now, you and I know, and the kid knows, that he means his mother. But no other mother knows that. That is, their own children all call them mother, too. Take a country like this one. In this country, there are 30 million people going around with the name Mother. Maybe 40 million. You shouldn't call your mother Mother just because she is your mother. I don't think you're getting this. Look at it this way. If you have a friend, you call him Jack. You don't call him friend. And you don't say, hello, friend, how are you? Unless you're being flipped. If same thing goes for Papa. Son. People call people Papa. People call people son. That isn't their name. Is that... Everybody... Look, do you call your dog dog just because he is a dog? Even a mouse is called Mickey. You call a flower Petunia, you call a spade... Why this anonymity campaign against mothers? The word mother is a classification that isn't nomenclature. I'll show you how we did it. Around my place, we've got it all worked out. It's very simple. I just call my mother number 64. And my grandpa is called Lefty. We have a dog named Bessie, but just for laughs, I call her Dog. After all, she is a dog. I don't think you got any of this at all. If any part of this explanation is dim to you, just send for a copy of the script. You won't get it, but it'll give you something to do. Did you buy the Liberty magazine, was mentioned here somewhere? L-I-B-E-R-T-Y magazine? This week they have a special article called The Mystery of India, which discusses, among other things, the failure of Sir Stafford Cripps. It takes you about 13 minutes to read this, a very vivid picture of India. Written by Louis Bromfield. Discusses the conflicting beliefs of Mohammedans and Hindus, the untouchables, and the problem of whether 300 million people who have been divided by blood and tradition for hundreds of years can get together and hope for independence. It's called The Mystery of India, with a full-page color map and 21 pictures in Liberty magazine. You can get your copy tomorrow. Liberty. What were we up to, Sam, before, Oh, yes, play that. A record called,
All aboard! All aboard!
All aboard! Let's go!
Take it!
Take it!
Take it!
Oh,
I got it.
travel on. With all our load and all our care, just like a bag of boy.
I just wanted to hear that, Sam. I remember the picture. It was a Walt Disney thing, wasn't it? Hey, you think the ad is pretty bright, don't you? A&T ad. You read all that drivel about what a smart little fella he is, how he carries stuff around in his teeth, and he always knows where he's going. He saves up stuff for the winter. Charlie, an ant ain't got the brains of your Uncle Harry. A grasshopper has about five times as much sense. They say the grasshopper fiddles all summer. Can an ant even play a fiddle? Can an ant rub his hind legs together? Can he jump? No, he's a wise guy. He works all summer. And while he works, the grasshopper plays. Is that wrong? All over the world, they're talking about a 40-hour week. And there's those ants just killing themselves. Any kid with a 10-cent shovel can ruin the work of an ant's lifetime. Do grasshoppers have these worries? Need you ask? What happens? Winter comes, the grasshopper's had a wonderful summer, thank you. And he just sits down and waits for next summer. Meanwhile, the ant's been carting crumbs around like a loony. And the next summer, he's just as small as ever, and the grasshopper's actually put on weight. The fact, this is scientific. I tell you this, Aesop was a dolt. So in conjunction with Never Let Us Read Aesop Anymore Week, Be Kind to Morgan Week, and Eat a Doctor Every Day Week, let's have a Worship the Grasshopper Week.
Ugh. I have spoken.
Tonight's program is sponsored by the Flammenwerfer Hockshops, buyers of new gold. No old gold, we just buy new gold. You notice the broken heart for every light that's out on Broadway? The heart belongs to that guy in the box office. Lost. Ladies' diamond bracelet set with two rubies and cabochon emerald. Between Gimbel's Basement and May 3rd. $2,500 reward or we'll swap for sugar ration card. Found.
Boy.
Pardon me. Found. 6-year-old boy with penknife and loud voice. Does not answer to any name. Does not answer. Is expert carver in mahogany. Owner, please claim. No questions asked. Just silly. I had nothing to do. I sit around all day. Bought. One recording. No value. Can be played on electrical equipment. Western Electrical or WOR Electrical or Sam Morse Electrical. Makes no difference to us. You hear those happy girls? They're laughing on account of their boyfriends who just brought Adler elevator shoes. It tickles them to death. Sam, give them another shot of that. Give them the... That male laughter you hear there, that's both the men who bought the shoes and the clerks in the Adler stores, who work on a very small percentage. The margin of profit's very small. Adler's practically giving these things away. Or, as the fella says, you should live so. End quote. I happen to know the fella, too. They're not very expensive, though, when you think of what you get. Adler elevators are shoes that'll make you almost 2 inches taller. Make you taller than Sam is. And he's a beaut. All you have to do is walk into an Adler store, look pitiful, they'll give you a nickel, and you explain that you're not really hard up. You came in to look at the shoes. So the clerk will sit you down, trot out a pair of Adler elevators in any one of 15 styles and, oh, probably hundreds of gradations of color and whatnot. You try them on. You stand up. Feel good. Go over and look in the mirror. Oh, I never saw you look so good. You are beautiful tonight, Charlie. Looking taller, too. Almost 2 inches. I guess you got them in the Adler store. What am I doing, talking to babies? Adler has a series of stores, that's all. There's one at 249 West 42nd Street. There's one at 96th and Broadway. His main idea is to get you to buy just one pair of Adler elevator shoes, and you'll never be without them, unless they draft you. And any army gives you shoes for no. You can't lose. Seriously, there's a good pair of shoes here. In case you just came off the boat, you can't tell in these shoes why it is that you're taller. It's built up on the inside. Am I boring you, Sam? Well, the kid's dying to play a record. Go ahead. Is that what you were waving to me for? Is that why you were bothering me to do that? Sam, sit down. I want to talk to this gal here. Hey, lady.
Hey, lady.
Come here. Come here. You look like a good kid. Hey, gonna let you something that I gotta talk. Come here. How'd you like to buy 5 pounds of sugar, huh? Shh. That's a lot. Come here. Come in a little closer. Lady, I got a friend. He used to own a candy factory. He made the Cronkite candy bar. Double mellow. Well, the kids got tired of Cronkite. See, you know how kids is. One day it's the Lone Ranger, the next day it's Captain Midnight. You know what I mean? Fickle. So this guy is shoved out of his industry, and he's got a whole slew of sugar in the basement. I see you begin to catch a drift, huh? Listen, lady, this guy has sugar to sell to the right parties. All kinds of sugar. Granulated, powdered, brown, lump, sugar blues, everything. You take this card, you go down to your address. Now, for a blind, this guy's got a cleaning and dyeing establishment, but in the rear, when you press a button, a phony camel's hair coat slides back, and you're in the sugar department. Look around, buy all the sugar you want. They wrap up your purchase to resemble a pair of pants that's been pressed. Here's a card, and the password is Hello Sugar. They won't be fresh. They know it. No, it's a password. He's wise, see? Good luck. So long. Remember, keep him bacon. That's good, ain't it? Keep him bacon like keep him... Hey, lady, you don't have to get snooty with me.
You beat that dame.
All them housewives is alike. Hey, Sam, play a sweet transcription.
Your boss,
it's your loss.
Don't take chances with your girl.
She's a pearl.
Hey, Zeke, McGal got herself a new feller. How come?
B-O.
I get it.
You don't have to have the old call with life, boy, it's your goal. And the sense your values is the way.
Don't risk offending. Take a daily bath with a new 1942 Life Boy. You'll notice right away.
Its clean scent tells you it stops B.O., then in double quick time, that scent will go.
That's because 1942 Life Boy is new, different. Here's why.
New added ingredient.
New vanishing scent. Same protective lather.
From head to toe, it stops B.O. Get 3 cakes of the new 1942 Life Boy Health Soap today.
From your head down to your toe, Life Boy stops at O.P.O., and the scent sure vanishes away.
Remember, Life Boy is the only soap especially made to stop.
Good evening, friend. What's that, madam? What does ersatz mean? Ersatz means reasonably exact facsimile, except if you don't think so, the Chancellor invites you to address your opinion to him at Berchtesgaden.
This is Mutual Broadcasting System.